Viter in Shasrim Bavakama Daf Chav, picking it up 5 lines down. Amar Ilfa, Behema Bishasarab, if an animal in a Rishasarab, Mupashta Tsavra, Valklamel Gabi Chaverta, and it sticks its neck out and eats from the food on the back of the friend, of its friend Chayevis, the owner is going to be Chayev to pay. The question is, what do you mean? It's Rishasarab, my time, why would that be? There's a Gemara, right? This is a case of Shein, and no, you don't have to do anything. Says Gemara, Gabi Chaverta Kechatzer Nizik Dami, because the back of the friend of this animal is considered like the Chatzer HaNizak. Even though, yes, the animal right now is in a Rishus Rabim, the bottom line is that when you eat on top of the thing itself, it's like eating in that area, and therefore you're Chayev full on. Says Gemara, let's bring a Raya, let's try to back it up. If someone has their kupa, their basket, their bag, their box, they throw over their shoulder and it's hanging on them. As an animal comes, sticks his neck out, so it's eating from the basket, then the owner of that animal is going to be chayev to pay. Oh, good raya. This is going, nope. Kedama Rabba Bekofetzes. The Rabba says that that's talking about where she jumps. Hachanami Bekofetzes. Here too, maybe we're talking about the case of she jumps. And that is what's called mashunadika behavior. That's not a normal type of situation, even though she's jumping to get the food. Therefore, it's considered Karen, and Karen Rishasarabim, we know that you have to pay. And when we say have to pay, it means Chatzi Nezek. The Hechet Madrava, what is that talking about? This jumping, the animal that's jumping. Jumping means like lifts itself up on its hind legs and goes up like that. The Hechet Madrava, aha. It was said about the following din. Dom Rav Oshaya, Behima Rishasarabim, an animal Rishasarabim, and eat someone else's food. If she walks and eats it, then you're pater. But stood up, then they're going to be chayev. Like, what do you? Why would there be a difference if it's walking and eating or if it's standing and eating? What's the difference? Amarava, no. Bikofetzes. When the lesson says standing, it means that it's jumping up, and that's an unusual type of behavior. And yeah, and that's why we say umdav achlas chayev. But if it's in such a case, you're going to be chayev, like we said before. And Rashi points out bekofetzes shekofetzav achal tzavar shein darka b'kach v'told the keren who v'chayev aschatzin nezek kama. That's what it means. Next, bai Rabbi Zera misgalgel mahu. What is a din of misgalgel? Let's say it's rolling. Hey chidami, what are you talking about? Kegon dekaima amir b'shus hayachid. It's a case where you have amir is a straw, and Rashi says so you have that that's rolling and coming from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus HaRabim. So the animal is dragging it out of it and into the Rishus HaRabim. That's where it eats it. So, in other words, do we go from the place where the animal takes the straw, which is the Chatzar Nizak, and therefore it's Shein in the Chatzar Nizak, and it's going to be Chayev entirely, or the place where it eats it, which is Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's a case of Shein and Rishus HaRabim, which is going to be Putter. There's a Gemara, my, what's the din? Toshim, come in here and answer from the following idea. Let's try from the price of the Tani Rabbi Chiyo. Masoi, miksasa, befinu, miksasa, bechutz. Let's say you have a case where there's a masoi, a load, and this is talking about a load of food. Rashi says, sakadaitech, tachat meleya saorin, v'achla befinim, chayev. It's full of barley, and eating inside is going to be chayev. So we have this a little bit in, a little bit out. Achla befinim, chayev, if the animal ate inside, then chayev, achal b'chutz, p'tura, the outside is going to be pater. My lab, miskalgo b'asi, isn't it talking about a case over to miskalgo b'asi? There's a gemara, lo, ema achla al mashe b'frim chayevis. You didn't get an answer to your question over here, because we can understand that what it means is, no matter where she eats it, whatever was inside, she's going to be chayev, and whatever was outside, she's going to be pater. Therefore, according to this way of understanding the brayse, it would come out that we follow the place where the food was initially put when the animal took it, not the place where she actually eats it. So we can't bring a raya from this brayse because you can understand in two ways, coming out with different, the opposite understandings. Iboy Sema, another way to knock off the proof is, Kika Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bipsila da Aspasta. This is a type of plant that grows very long. It looks like a petil, like a wick. So that's why they call it like that, very long. So according to this, we can understand the braisa very pashut, like we thought originally. If the animal stands inside and eats the entire stuff of a spasa, then it's going to be chayv even for the half that was really outside. The part of it was inside and outside, right? So the part that was outside. If she's outside and eats it all, she's not going to be chayv even for the half that was inside. But you can't bring that as a ride as something else, because when you pull one side, the other side comes out, and therefore it's wherever you're standing. But Rav Zeira is asking something which is a bunch of chit, a bunch of kernels, of stalks, right, which is very short. And the stuff that's in one rishus are separate from those in the other, and therefore you don't automatically connect one to the other. And in reference to that, the Rav Zeira is asking whether we follow the place where the animal took the food or the animal where she took, where it was placed. So therefore we don't have a raya. Zok, the next part of the mishna. Achla kisus. Let's say this animal ate clothing. Then you have to pay chatzi nezek. When is that true? But the Mishnah said, only if it's in chatzar nizak, in the area of where the nizak is. But if it's in Rishus Rabim, then that can be chayev. Ah, hey. Now, it says in Gemara, classic question of what exactly is this going on? When it says the Lashon of Bamed Devar Mamurim, what's it referencing? Amarav, Akulu. It's going on everything, because we brought two cases. The animal ate fruits or vegetables, and the animal ate clothing or kalim, or utensils. Rav says that when the Mishnah says that the Baal, the owner, is going to be putter from anything. And Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about both cases, even the case of Kalim, Ksus and Kalim, which is a case of Karen. So he says you're going to be putter ngansn. So when it says such an idea, that if it's in Rosh Hashanah, so my timer, why would that be the case? We know someone is chayiv. You are chayiv for Karen and Rosh Hashanah. So why is the Mishnah say that one's not maybe chatzin nezik, but it's tam, but you know, at least it can be something. Why would you say that you're not chayiv for the ksus and kalim that he eats in Rosh Hashanah? Kol hamishane uba acher v'shina bo potter. The din is that anyone who acts in an unusual way and an unusual thing happens to it, the person's going to be potter. Rashi says, kol mishane could go zeh. Shinich ksus of a kalim in Rosh Hashanah. Who leaves your clothing and your kalim in the Rosh Hashanah? It's weird. Uba acher v'shina bo could go zusha achlotel. So he comes and he eats it. It's a very unusual way for the animal to go and behave, to eat these type of things. The person's not going to be chayv. It's going to be potter. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, lo shanu ela peros v'irakos. That statement of what it says, when is that really true? Chatzar Nizak, but if it's in Shizra, you're going to be potter. He says, Lo Shanel Paris Riakos. That's all I'm going on Paris Riakos. Avaksus for Kalim, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev even in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and we find this also, Machlokis, how to understand this Mishnah, in other places. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. Akulu, Rish Lakish is going in everything. Vaz Rish Lakish the Tameh, he goes according to his own logic that the Amar Rish Lakish, Shtei Paros, Bereshus HaRabim, Achas Revutz V'Achas Malechas, you have two animals, two cows that are Bereshus HaRabim. One of them is Rovates, he's crouched down. Excuse me, the other one is walking. But Malechas Berevutz HaPtura, then the one that's walking by, the cow, gives a swift kick in the Tahat to the other one. She is off the hook. Revutza b'maleches chayeves, but it's the opposite. The one that's sitting down, the one that's crouching down, goes and gives a kick to the one walking by, then they're going to be chayev. So like we said, in the weird case, you're going to be off the hook. And that is what Rish Lakish says. If the walking one kicks the squatting one, even though kicking is keren, therefore you should be chayev in Rosh Hashanah. The reason not is because the first one was weird that it crouched down in the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore the second one came along and was weird by kicking it, there's going to be putter. But in the second case, where we talk about the squatting one goes and kicks the one that's walking, you're going to be chayev because that's keren Rosh Hashanah. And there's no reason that it should be off the hook, because the one walking by was not unusual and wasn't strange. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says opposite. He goes like Shmuel, right? This is Rish Lakish goes like Rav. Rabbi Yochanan goes like Shmuel, and he says, Lo shanu ela peres v'irakos. It's only in reference to peres v'irakos. Aval, ksus v'kelim chayeves. Now, lame Rabbi Yochanan, less leg the Rish Lakish, afilu v'shtei paros. What comes out from Rabbi Yochanan Shtikal is that he's saying, it's talking about one is chayev for the animal who eats the ksus and kalim in the Rishus Rabbim, which means that he must not agree with the statement of, if you act weird, then you're off the hook. So therefore, he would also argue with Rish Lakish about the walking animal that kicks the other one, they're going to be off the hook. He would say that really you should be chayiv. So lemer v'yochan, let's say Rish Lakish is a b'shtei paros. Lo, lo'olam isle. Really, Rav Yochanan is masnim Rish Lakish in the case of the two cows, because you can't compare it to our Mishnah. Ksus avdi inshi daman chiglimi umitavche. In the case of the ksus with the clothing or with the kalim, it makes sense that people will put it down when they want to go and they want to rest a little bit. So it makes sense to do such a thing. It's not weird. When it comes to animals, that's strange. Rashi says leerboats to go ahead and just crouch down in the middle of a public domain. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, we had said that if v'im nanis mishalemis, even though we know that you don't pay nezik shalim for shein in a rishus harabim, but if this animal got hanah from the food that she ate, then the owner has got to go and pay from that which they got hanah. V'kama, what does it mean, how much did they got hanah? Rabba Amar Deme Amir, he says the value of the amir, the value of the straw. Rava Amar, Rava says, Demei Seorim Bezol, the value of barley when it's not expensive. So it means say, if I feed my animal, I'm going to give it what to eat. Then it goes and starts eating someone else's food over there, and it's eating from, very expensive stuff. Do I have to pay the amount that was lost to the expensive stuff, or do I just pay the amount that they benefited? So if they benefited, the eight a pound worth, I have to pay the pound worth. But is it a pound of the food that they ate from, or a pound worth of that I'm saving that I would have bought something else, which is really less expensive over here? So this, the machlokas over here, is that you don't pay the amount that they ate based off what the food is, but rather based off the idea of straw, which is obviously much less than the norm, or Rava says the value of barley when it's cheap, meaning it's more than what straw would cost. But if I could get it for like a cheaper price, I would buy that too. And that's how much you have to pay the value of what they took. Tanya Kavasid the Rabba, Tanya Kavasid the Rava. We have a price that supports Rabba's thing that it says it's straw and Rava's that says that it's barley. Tanya Kavasid the Rabba, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein Mishalemis Ella Deme Amir Bilvad. Straight up, Tanya Kavasid the Rava, Imnenis Mishalemis Mashanenis, Kate said, how so? Alchakavo Kabayim, one or two kab. Even something which is very expensive, ein omim tishalim demeyim ela omim kama adam rotsa lahachibemto. How much would a person want be willing to spend or to feed an animal? Davar royla, something which is appropriate for the animal. Alpha pishen or ragil, even though it's not used to having such a thing. Lefikach achachitin or davar hara la ptura. Therefore, if the animal eats something, brishus harabim. Let's say she had wheat or something that's going to be bad for the animal, then the person is not going to be chayiv because the person wouldn't actually get such a thing. Rashi is a fika. Kaven de misharina bedavar roila, which depends on something that's roi for it. Therefore, if that's something that's bad for it, the lo nenis patur b'shus harabim is going to be pater b'shus harabim. Okay. Amalei Rav Chisa. Le rami bar chama. Lav is gabon b'orta b'tchuma. You weren't with us in Tchum Shabbos to be able to be around for the following question. The Bayulan Mili Ma'al Yisoh, when we asked some great questions, we had some Shemstak Gvald Gazachin. Amar my Mili Ma'al Yisoh, tell me, what was so great? What'd you ask? Amalei Hadda Adar B'chatzer Chaveru Shalom Idaito. Let's say you have a situation that someone's living in the chatzer of his friend, and they don't know about it. So I'm living in your chatzer, in your courtyard. You don't even know that I'm there. Do I have to pay rent for being there? Or do I not have to pay rent for being there? Hechidami, what exactly is the case over here? The Gemara wants to know. With the case of you have a chatzer, this courtyard, which isn't rented, and a person doesn't usually rent it out, right? This is just like sitting over there. So someone's coming to squat over there. And that ze lo nene ze lo chaser. This one's not benefiting and this one's not losing anything. What does that mean? What that means is Rashi explains ze lo chaser, da lo kaim la agra upshita da pater. The one squatting over there, he didn't benefit, gain by money, by like, look, I don't have to pay any money here because there is no money that's paid over there. And the owner didn't lose anything because it's not usually rented out. So you're going to be pater and you're off the hook. Ella, b'chatzir d'kaimel agrav v'garv d'avin megar. You want to say we're talking about a case where a yard, a chatzir that's usually rented out, and a person who usually will rent, now we have a case of this one's benefiting, this one's losing. The squatter is benefiting because he would normally pay money and he's not doing it anymore. And the owner is losing out because he would normally rent it out to somebody else. So we're talking about a case over here that a yard that's not usually rented. So you have a yard, a backyard. I come to your backyard. You don't usually rent it out. And but a person who usually rent, I usually rent places. My, what's going to be the din in such a case? Matzi Amarle, my sartich. Can I say to you, hey, what did you lose out? You didn't lose out anything. So they leave me alone. Like, just let me live here. I don't have to pay you nothing. You're not renting it anyway. Odilma Matzi Amar. Or maybe you can say back to me, beep, turn the page. Chavum Beis. Ha is Hanes. You benefited over here, because if you hadn't been living over here, you would have rented out another place. And therefore, you got to pay cash money. So Rabbi Rechama, who's outside of the Chum on Shabbos, didn't hear this. He says back to him at that moment, he goes, what? Our Mali Masnisen here. It's our Mishnah. What are you talking about? Good question, but it's straight up our Mishnah. Hey, Masnisen. So they say back, like, what? What Mishnah? What are you talking about? Our Mali, L'chit Shamishli. Go ahead. You know, you go ahead. You serve me. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you the answer. But Rashi says, Kishitam Sheni Shimush Echad Omer L'chav. If you're willing to do something for me, then I'll do it. Then I'll tell you the answer. Shakel Sudre Karachle. So Rav Chista took his sudr, his clothing, and he folded it up for him. Amalei Im Nenis Mishalemis Ma Shehenis. He said to him, the Mishnah is, if she benefited, the animal benefit, and she pays what she benefited. Says Rashi, Alma, what do we see? Kum Tchois Basar HaNazlin. And we go according to that Noah. You got something here, you now got to pay. Amarava, Amarava, Kama lo chale vilomargis gavard the maris saye. It's a great line. He's basically saying, what kind of answer is that? That doesn't make any sense. You can knock it off. And so the statement is wow, this person, the fact that he got spared from illness and from worry, that Kosh Baruch Hu helped him. He had siyata d'shmai over here. The afal gav de lo dami lemasnisin kabliminik. Even though this analogy that he's trying to bring over here, no shaykhis over here, and yet he still accepted it. How come? Hai zenen evzechaser. The case of the Mishnah is when one's benefiting, the other one's losing. V'hai, because the animal that you ate the food off its back, you know, when the animal goes and eats the food of somebody else, that person that somebody else ends up losing. So zenen evzechaser. V'hai zenen evzelochaser. And the question that was asked was a case of where the renter is gaining, when the guy, you know, the squatter is gaining, and the one whose apartment it is, whose yard is, he's not losing anything. So you can't compare these two. V'rami barchama. And why would Rami Barchama Taka think that it was a good answer? Why does he say they're comparable? Because he says, Stam Paris Rishusa Rabbim Afkuri Mafkalu. Someone is putting their Paris in Rishusa Rabbim and Sikta Mafka them. Rashi says, Velochi Samide, Dahasofan Liiba. You put it out there, you basically said you're giving up hope with this thing because it's going to get destroyed over there. Therefore, you can compare the cases of Zenenev, Zelo Chaser in both cases. Zok the Heilige Mishnah in Bava Basra, trying to figure out another answer to this squatter situation. Does a squatter, if he's there, what's going to be the din? Tanana makiv chaveiro mishal shuchosav. Let's say you have a person who has, try to picture like a plus sign, and now drop the bottom one. So it's like you have three fields in a row, one, two, three, and then above the middle one's another one. So it looks like half, like a plus sign with missing the bottom one. And let's say the three ones are surrounding one field, and you have Reuven owns those three, and Shimon owns the one that's in the middle. And someone's makiv shalish, so he's surrounding them on all three sides. V'gadar is a rishonavis, a shnevis, a shlishis. The guy Reuven, he puts a fence on the field, blocking between his and the other guys. Right, so Reuven, right, v'gadar Reuven. That's the Rashi of your Hazard. There's a picture right there. Reuven on three sides of Shimon. V'gadar Reuven is a Rishona Samach L'Ste Shimon Levad Mechitzos Chitzonis Shahayu Lo Bino L'Shar Habakos Beino L'Shar Habakos V'Sashniyav Ashlishis Kazeh. So Rashi points out over there. So he sets it up that it's surrounded on three sides, and the fourth side is open. Ein mechayvin, so we're not going to be mechayv the inner field guy, in our case, we're Shimon. I says, Ein mechayvin is Shimon, klum, De Maya Hanile, Harisadeo Psucha, Mitzaravias. How does it help him? His field is still open from the fourth field, so you're not going to mechayiv him to pay anything. Harvias, but if he made a fourth fence over there, then mechayiv him, so it'll be mechayiv him. Says Rashi, Ha im hayulola ruvain. Dalit sothos, bin dalit me'abar ruchos. Shoshemin, if it's coldly surrounding Shimon's fields, then v'garjon mechayiv in es Shimon, losses his chelko b'mechitzas apnimios shebeno l'ruven. He has to pay his portion of the fence. It's from his side to the other side. Shema mina, what are we learning from here? Zenene v'zelo chaser chayiv. You see over here that this guy is benefiting. This one's not losing. And the one who's benefiting is chayiv to pay. The owner field is the owner of the inner field is benefiting, and that his field is now completely fenced in, but the outer owner doesn't lose anything since he put the fences for his own privacy. Yet we say the inner one has to still pay. Oh, so there's your answer, says the Gemara, not a raya. Shiny hosam da'amalei at goramtli hakefa yisera. That case is different. Why shiny hosam da'amalei at goramtli hakefa yisera? It's different in the case of where the one who fenced the fourth side, because he can say to the inner guy, you caused me the cost of this this other fence. Rashi says that Hekifi Yisera, De'ilav, Sada Shoshimin, if Shimon's field wasn't here, that middle field, in the middle of all Ruvain's, then if it wasn't for his field, Bein Sadosav, Havi Sagi Lebe Mechitzos Chitzonos, he would have, he'd be okay with his outer fences. Vahava Kosta Dosav Gedurim, they'll all be fenced in and protected. Vilka Chaser Hubish Vilo, he's losing out because of him. Toshima, let's try again. Zog the Gemara, Amar Biosi, Im Amad Nika Fagadr Servius. If the surrounded one got up and fenced the fourth side on his own. Right, so you remember, we have the Rashi picture over here that Reuven is on three sides and on the fourth one, and Shimon decides to put up that fourth fence. The Megalgal loves a call. Then we go ahead and we roll it over onto all of it. You did the fourth side over here. You're showing that you're good about the other fences also, and therefore the inner one now has to pay his share for the first three as well. Taima de Gadinikaf. The only reason he has to do it is because he did it. Hamakif Pater. If the fourth one, if Reuven would have put it up over there, then he would be off the hook. Shmamina, Zenen, Vizelo Chaser, Pater, he doesn't have to go and pay. So it might not arise. Shani Hasam, Darmalelu, Didi, Sagili, Benetira, Bar Zuza. The inner guy could say to the outer guy, I would have been okay with like a fence, the amount of a Zuz. So like, don't make me pay more because of that. I couldn't have afforded you putting up this stone wall and all these things over here. I would have been fine if you just would have put up something else. Rashi says, Lo yechos biyadi ligdor geder shalavanim. V'sagi li begeder kotzim, put up thorns. Bar Zuza, lahav zibin ibin cha. The fact that you did more, don't come after me. Toshima, let's try again. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu. If you have a bayis house and the upper floor that's owned by two different people. So someone owns the top and one owns the bottom. Rashi says, bayis shel zev v'aliyah shel gaba haviyah shel echar. Someone else's. And what happens now? We deal with the case that Amar Bala Aliyah the Bala Bayis Liv Nos Vuhu Einarotza. The owner of the upper floor said the owner of the bottom floor, to rebuild his floor in order that the upper one can rebuild his. In other words, level two wants to rebuild, but he's level one to do it first. And the bottom bias doesn't know, so the bottom one doesn't want to do it. Haribala Aliyah Bonabias, the owner of the upper one can rebuild the bottom one. Right? He can go out and he can, the walls and the ceiling of the ground floor, because obviously that's needed in order to support him. And Vyoshiba Achiitin Lo Yitziosav. He can then go, the upper guy can go live in this lower story over here. Until the lower guy, the one in the lower story, level one guy, gives him the money, the amount that he spent in order to have it rebuilt. Yitziosav hu demechayev le balabais. His expenses is mechayev him. Haschar lo. But the rent, he's not able to take out of it. The Mishnah, the implication is that the owner of level one must pay back level two, the upper level, in full, and can't take out the rent for the time that the level two guy was living in the ground story. Shmamina zenev zelo chaser potter. See, clearly the guy doesn't have to pay over there. Says Gemara, not a raya. Shani hasam the beisa la aliyah mishtabed. As Rashi explains, the owner of level two has a legal claim against the lower one to maintain the ground story in order that the upper owner can go and live there. So the owner of level two has a right to live in there without paying any rent while in the rebuilt lower one until the guy goes and pays him back. So right from there. Tashima, continuing on with her Zenev Zolochase, what's going to be the day in Tashima? Rabbi Hudomer, Afze Adar Bechatzer Chaveru Shalomidaito. This is another opinion over there in that mission we just brought. He says, even the owner of the level two who lives in Bechatzer Chaveru Shalomidaito, he's got to pay him rent. So Rabbi Huda argues with Tanakama. And he says that the owner of level two has to pay rent for the time that he's there being rebuilt. While he's hanging out in that lower level one. Shpami knows that Nenev is Zelo Chaser, Chayv, you have to pay. In fact, Amara, well, the one knocks it off. Shani Hasa Mishum Shachrisa Da'ashiyasa. Because there it's different. What's the difference? Because of literally, like Shachor, the blacking, Da'ashiyasa means making the walls all black, says Rashi. Shemach shelo k'salim hilka chaserhu aval bayis yashan lo. The value of the lower apartment goes down because while he's living there, he's blackening up the walls over there. As opposed to the case we're talking about, is zener v'zeh lo chaser, and this is zener v'zeh chaser. Okay, so we don't have a raya anymore. So we're gonna keep trying. Shalchua be Rabbi Ami. They sent this question to Rabbi Ami's Bais Medrash. Amar. He said, "V'chi me asalo u'ma chisro u'ma aziko." What did the squatter do to the owner? What loss did he cause him? What damage did he do? The one who's getting a no over here doesn't have to pay because this owner didn't lose anything. Rashi says, "Ze amad b'bayis de lo kaim la agra," like nothing happened over here. So why should he have to do anything? Abichia bar Abba Amar nisyashi b'davar. When they sent it to Rav Chiya bar Abba, he said, we have to try to let's sit on this. Let's get clarity about what to do with it. Rashi says, Ni'ayin, let's be Ma'ayin, let's investigate. Hadar Shalchua Kamid Rav Chiya bar Abba. They send to Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Kulehai Shalchuli Va'azli. So often, they keep sending me this question. I keep getting this question over and over again. What's going on here? Ilu Ashkechiba Taima Lo Shlachnalu. Had I found a real answer over here, I wouldn't have sent them to tell them. I wouldn't have. If I knew the answer, wouldn't I tell them the answer? In other words, he doesn't know. He's going to know. So if Ami says that the one who's getting a no doesn't have to pay, Rav Chiya bar Abba says unclear. We are going to stop over here. Continue on this with God willing next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.